Radio.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Pop Culture Stars. Hope everybody is doing well tonight. We appreciate you joining us. I am the man behind the panel with the sign that says, in case emergency, break glass, host, Dave Atwell. For Dr. John Stamey. Ah, damn, I left my cigar on the table. Let me back into the house.
Good job, buddy.
And I hadn't even started drinking yet.
There goes our first FTC violation of the night we'll play.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, the FCC is going to love that. Nevertheless, I'm about to light up my wonderful cigar from Godfather Cigars and open up my favorite malt beverage with a blue ribbon. And while I do all that, and listen up, here it is. Ah, that sounds good. I am going to pass around to our very esteemed and wonderful, outstanding panel this evening. Got a full house. So looking forward to this evening's show. We are, of course, going to start off, ladies first, our wonderful Granny Hulkster. How are you doing this evening, ma'am?
I'm well, thank you.
You're just well?
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, you know, I've been very busy. I mean, I was gone all weekend. My husband and I went to Sherwood, Arkansas for a wrestling show that my friend was doing. We were invited, and we were his guests for the show. And so we left Friday, and my husband says, well, why are we going down today? And I said, because I don't want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow morning and have to drive to Sherwood, which is right at a little less than 3 hours, you know. And I said, we're just going to go. And I got to see a couple friends of mine that I hadn't seen in a while. So we went and had dinner with her and her mom Friday night. And then we got up Saturday and went and got some breakfast and stopped by the local Moose Lodge there in Sherwood. And one of the nice ladies there, she was celebrating her graduation from college. They had a little get-together thing for her, and they had ribs and baked beans and coleslaw and pasta salad. So we had ribs for lunch. And then we went over to the building and watched the wrestlers train and practice before the show and did the show. And then we went to a Mexican restaurant after the show with a bunch of the wrestlers and didn't get back to the motel room till about 12:30, quarter of one Sunday morning. Went to bed, got up about 8 o'clock and headed back home. So, I've been busy all week. I've been trying to catch up on sleep, guys.
It's
Monday.
Pulling a little too hard there, young lady.
No kidding, right?
You know what? Hey, there was no alcohol involved. So my extent of partying was just hanging out with good friends and making some new friends. So, you know. And Granny got to chop a wrestler 3 times Saturday night. This guy, they called him Big Lazarus, and he was probably about 6'6", and I got the pictures posted on my Facebook page. And you know, at first I chopped him near his stomach, then I chopped him in the middle of his chest, and then I chopped him up higher. And then the third chop, he's like shaking his head like, yeah, you know. And the funny thing was, the guy he was wrestling was kind of a lot smaller than he was. I said, hey, you big bully, why don't you leave the little guy alone and pick on somebody your own size? Why don't you come down here and pick on Granny?
Oh, boy.
And you might be familiar with this name, Velvet, Sir Mo. He is like a co-owner. Well, he's the owner of Soar down in Texas. Well, Sir Mo happened to be watching the show, so I asked Mo after the show. I said, so Mo, what did you think of Granny? He laughed. He kind of chuckled. He says, darling, you're a troublemaker. I said, no, I ain't no troublemaker. I just like to give the heels plenty of grief. So, you know, it is what it is. But I had a good time, so.
Outstanding. Sitting there partying up. Look at you go.
Yeah.
Partying with no alcohol involved, guys, because I don't drink.
Ah, well, that's your own fault. like I do for Tim.
Well, you know what? There's certain medications that I have to take that doesn't allow me to partake in the alcohol. Okay, so yeah.
Well,
I try to stay away from it.
Well, you know, you can have some edibles. That'll help you. That'll fix that problem real quick.
Probably cheaper, too.
Yeah.
So, speaking of doing the double up on the drinking to save humanity, Tim in Indianapolis, who no longer can have his cranberry and vodka, how are you doing tonight,
bro? I am substituting. I have cranberry and 7-Up, and it's delicious. And
yeah.
I'm waiting about 6 months, and I'm finally out here on my porch again. It's a wonderful night. So I got the pool opened, although it's on the back of the house. Just chilling on the porch, and I think we're going to have an awesome show tonight. So I'm ready to get
started.
Yeah,
always.
Good to have you aboard, assistant. And, yeah, it is. It's a beautiful night out here in Jacksonville, too. I got the tiki torches lit and the whole nine yards, and the bugs have yet to carry
Don't
me
burn
off.
The house
so,
down.
Yeah, I'll try. I'm making promises. That's why I bought a brick on it. So, moving on to my brother-in-arms, who is no longer beside me and has flown back to where the workplace needed him. In Indianapolis, Todd Saxon, what's going on, brother?
I am having difficulties with the mute button, but other than that, I am outstanding and supernatural.
Oh God!
You sit there, you tap it, it don't work. You tap it again.
Listen. He had a problem with the mute button because he's too busy watching midget porn.
I didn't hear an ecstatic to be here, Todd.
Right? Oh, no.
Seriously, look. Hey, I'll have you know I renewed my subscription to 1-900-SPANK.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Just saying. And I know this. I noticed Dave, as soon as he was doing his intro bit, I heard the words of my favorite author, lift tab, push back.
Good Lord have mercy.
Can you read it to me again in about five more minutes? Yeah. The first one's getting pretty quick. But, yeah, very good
All
to hear
right,
your
man.
Voice, Stephen, brother. Good to have you aboard. Looking forward
yes,
to
sir.
Tonight. So, our newly inducted Carolina Hall of Fame wrestler, compatriot, partner in crime, and panelist.
Yes, sir.
The amazing Buffett. How are you doing tonight?
You know what? I'm doing good. I think this is going to be a silly show, and I think it's going to be fun, and let's get it rocking. I'm good.
I hear you. Outstanding. Yeah, as long as I can get all everything together here, I think we're going to be all right. I'm still in the purgatory of thought, you know. So, yeah, definitely good to have you on board this evening. And, again, thank you for your support last Wednesday. On
oh,
the show.
That's all good.
And,
it's all good, man. I'm always here to help.
Well, don't offer me that because I'll be calling you up for everything. So
that's all good.
Hey, my faucet's leaking.
It can't be any worse than Dr. John calling me 75 times a day. So, yeah, why not add you on the list?
So that's why he's not calling me 75 times a day, because he's calling you 75 times a day.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you holding the bag for it. So,
yeah.
Last, but certainly not at all least, our long-lost partner, buddy, pal, and big wrestling fan, Malcolm. What's going on, man?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Todd. Velvet, Granny. It's nice to be back. But you don't know what my life is like, Dave. I came back here to straighten my life out, and I end up being Tony Maselli, you know, Tony Danza's character, the male housemaid on Who's the Boss. I'm watching the dog, keeping the dog from attacking the cat.
That's your best friend. Don't talk bad about the dog. That's your best friend. You know it.
Yes, but he's a handful, Dave. I mean, I have to keep him from the cat. You know, he actually thinks he's Al from Melmac, you know, Gordon Shumway. Because one day Jessica said he had the cat's head in his mouth. And I'm cooking dinner for me and Adam, and I'm taking care of the laundry and trying to keep things organized. But I got to tell you, Dave, at least I'm doing something. I'm not complaining about it. My problem is when people, you know, they tend to assume. You remember that episode of The Odd Couple? When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. Well, that I care too much about the WWE, what's going on today, and you know, and all this stuff. And we were at this Hall of Fame ceremony for all these Charleston area wrestlers on Saturday, and I had a really good time. I met some new wrestlers I'd never met. Crazy Train was fun to meet. Talked to Velvet. I found out I'm still in good shape. People were carrying those big tables two at a time. I was picking them up by myself and pressing them over my head. It was like, I mean, I was, you know, I felt needed. You know, people, there was a lady, her husband's a wrestler, and she had a little baby girl, and she was thirsty. So, you know, I told her I'd go over and buy her something to drink, and she said, get me an iced tea, a light iced tea. And, you know, so I brought one. I got myself a Coke. But I met a real cool guy, Kevin. Kevin used to be he was representing a NASCAR race guy that was died in like 95 or 96, and he actually did some racing. He was raising money for kids, some program to keep them off the streets, you know, and it was real. I actually thought the lady that was with them was his wife, but it was his mom. I mean, she had no complaints because, you know, she thought it was really nice that, I thought she was his wife, and it made her feel younger than she actually felt, you know. And Kevin was a great guy, and I met a great photographer. His name was Joe, real good professional photographer. Of sharing stories. I met Big Train James, who was a real cool guy. I met LA Tank. You know, Judy Martin was there, the Glamour Girls, Dr. John. I got this poster. Papa Stroh made a wonderful speech. Everybody made a wonderful speech, but I was shocked when Papa Stroh mentioned my name, you know, that I was in the audience, and he's up there getting an award. I mean, and I told Papa Stroh, that was a real honor for you to say that to me. But, Dave, my big hang-up is my brother actually thinks that I'm concerned about these lady wrestlers. Now, I like lady wrestlers, you know, but I'm going to tell people this, and I've told them this on In the Room, and I'm going to say it again. I am not into wrestling. The only thing I like about wrestling is the competition. And I like Piper against Hogan. I like Sting against Flair and Sting against Luger. I'm not into ladies wrestling. I could care less about the ladies. I'll respect them, and I think they're good wrestlers and everything. But I'm not into wrestling for the dating game. I'm into it for competition. So if nobody's heard me say that, I'm letting you know that now. You know?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take Malcolm to a bar, and we're going to watch him turn into John Candy on Stripes with the lady mud wrestler.
No, it'll never happen, Dave. My brother, yes, but not me.
All right. Y'all, come on now.
I mean, I'll go with you, but I'm not getting in a ring with ladies in mud. No, no, that's not my priority.
My goodness.
I really liked a long time ago. She lived above me and my mom in this apartment in Napa, and she was part Chinese and part American. Her dad was American and her mom was Chinese. And I took her to Oakland A's New York Yankees game in the summer of 86. And we used to go to the Solano Mall. And I used to go window shopping up there. There was a comic book shop up there. And I used to go get comic books. And I'd share a submarine sandwich with her. And we'd get Orange Julius. Her name was Carrie Hampe. And she had epilepsy. We were getting real close. And then my brother got out of the Navy in May of 87. And when he got out, he relocated me, my mom, and him up to Sacramento. And I was going to stay with Carrie and share an apartment with her, but my brother screwed it up. He's like, oh, Mel, if you don't move with us, we won't have enough money for the rent and all this. And now that I think about it, I wish I could go back to those days and stay with Carrie, because we were getting real close. She kind of looked like Martha Quinn and Jane Whelan of the Go-Go. She had that short brunette haircut, and I just liked her. It was just something about her. I liked her, but I lost her. I had her, and I lost her. And I felt like I gambled, and I never gambled. So, yeah.
See what you started?
I'm guessing what your brother misses about the Navy was all the seamen.
Hey, come on. Stop it. Stop it.
Wah.
God, you. Y'all got to stop.
So, but it's good to have you back on. If it's any consolation to you, Malcolm, I've been married twice. It goes to show my level of intelligence when it comes down to women. So.
No, Dave, I'm not putting down marriage or relationships with any lady. You know, I'm just saying, maybe I just it doesn't work for me, you know. But I got another headache I just got rid of. I have a team out in Oakland, or it used to be out in Oakland, and they can't decide where they want to go. Then they're in L.A., then they come back in Oakland in 95. Now they want to go to Las Vegas, and now they want to stick me with four more payments for PSLs, pricing, licensing, and seating. I got to say this right now. When I was younger in the 60s, I was around the 60s, but the 70s, 80s, you know, I should have quit when the Raiders left in 82 and went to L.A. But, no, I wasn't smart enough to do that. I mean, I saw the best teams when I was a little boy in the 70s and the early 80s. You know, I should have left that team, because I'm telling you guys, that is the most schizophrenic team in the NFL. Not only can they not win games, but they can't decide where they want to play football. What city? So I had to say that.
Hey, you got somebody in the green room.
Yeah, let me go quick.
And I got to get my dog to stop barking at his own damn shadow over here. Stupid dog.
Dogs aren't stupid. They're smart. Doc Holliday is a very smart dog.
Yeah. Well, this one is too, but I don't know what he's barking at. Did you see anybody? No.
Doc Holliday was barking a while ago when he shut up.
All right. Moving on.
Our in business.
Who's next? Steve Logan.
Is that Steve?
Hey, Professor.
No, it's a star child here. Pretty glad you're starting to dip your hips and coming to the mothership.
Wow.
Lord.
Oh.
All righty then.
Good to have you aboard this evening with us. Very much. Good pool house tonight. So,
live on the process.
Adventure to the night show, and we'll start off with this, and again, probably end up with you know,
anything
we always do. Yeah, absolutely. So I'll preface things with we've all seen that movie Outbreak, okay? Dustin Hoffman, Renee Russo, Cuba Gooding.
And, you know, it all started out, you know, when you think about infectious diseases and everything, yeah, you're seeing the guys in the hazmat suits and they're, you know, burning bodies by the thousand in old barns. And now they're talking about dropping nuclear warheads on towns to clean it up. So years later, we have this COVID-19 come through, and it's absolutely nothing like that. And to be quite honest with you, I don't think anybody from Charles Dickens right on down could have written what we've witnessed in the last year and a half with COVID. Everything from the restrictions where, you know, you can't go to a graduation, but you can protest and riot. And you can't go to a mom and pop hardware store, but you can go to Walmart.
Hey, Dave,
you have to wear your
I got a question.
Yeah.
I got a question. Why are we wearing these dumb cloths over our face? When I was in the Army,
face
we wore an M17A1 chemical mask. We had to blow it in, suck it out, change the filters, put eyepieces in them. That's going to protect you from that stuff. These stupid cloths, you know, what are they going to protect you from? I mean, I just don't get it. You know, I mean, are people going ding-dong in the head? You know?
And I'm glad
ding-dong, hello.
Brings me right up to our point. So my point being is, you know, you have this idea on what's going to happen during a pandemic. And then we have one, and there's not one pandemic movie out there that has people wearing a mask from the front door of a restaurant to the table and then taking it off, sitting it down and eating without it, and then putting it on and walking back. That's not in any movie, right? So with all that being said, our most esteemed and wonderful inept government there in Washington has this week acknowledged and has mentioned that they will be unlocking, if you will, particular files on UFOs. And that is unidentified flying objects. Now, if you're eating my cooking, that would be an unidentified fried object. But where we're going to go with this is beyond sharing alien stories about, you know, hey, the aliens landed in my backyard in 86 and they touched me inappropriately. We're not going to have alien stories like that. What we want to talk about.
Dang it.
Yeah, I know I kind of blew the whole thing for you in particular. I know your wheels were turning. So what we want to do is have a discussion on, let's just say that they come out tomorrow and say, alien life does exist. We have been visited on X, Y, and Z days. This is what happened. This went down. What's going to happen from a religious aspect, from a legal aspect, from a social aspect? Because let's face it, you know, like from a religious aspect, Darwinism has been around for, what, 150, 170 years now? And it's still in question.
It'll blow that out of the water.
There's a lot of evidence to counter, you know, to prove that Darwinism wrong. I'm just saying. Just stand outside Washington, the general public behave. Darwin was wrong like a mofo.
I'm going to open this up with you because you're the one that kind of sparked the thought. But, you know, and you bring a very good point. You look at what we've gone through with this gas shortage, where you got people out there putting gas in plastic bags and laundry baskets. And, I mean, I have seen some absolute buffoonery. And I understand, you know, desperation. I understand panic. I just don't know that kind of stuff. But when you're trying to pump gasoline into an unstable container, flower pots, laundry baskets, trash cans, that is not stable. And when you're driving with, you know, 40, 50 gallons petroleum in your car, and some nitwit next to you flicks a Newport out of his window. Guess
you're
what?
Dead.
Boom. There's some kind of buffoonery going on. What do you think, just from a society's aspect, what do you think would happen if they came and actually acknowledged the fact that aliens are out there among us? What do you think, Todd?
Well,
I have
someone
to the hot mic.
Let Tim go.
I'm ready.
Let Tim go. Go, Tim.
I think we wouldn't have any toilet paper. No, but seriously, for me, I think it all started for me a few years ago. I was in my backyard when I was molested by aliens. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, I had to say that.
You too.
But,
I love this guy.
No, but,
I'm going to interrupt you real quick. Somebody's playing with, I don't know, tiddlywinks or something with the hot mic.
That's Malcolm. Malcolm.
All right, but no, I'll throw something out there, because in what I had put kind of in the green room chat is kind of along those lines, but, you know, something that I was actually talking with my wife about tonight was, you know, what are the reasons why they've been quiet for so damn long? You know, like, what do they feel the risks are? Why would the government or the DOD or whoever it would be keeping it from them? And I'm going to tell you right now, one of my thoughts, and I guess call it a conspiracy, is let's say that this crap's been going on since, I don't know what year that was published, you know, the alien autopsy, but if our government and our military have harnessed some kind of technology that's like, you know, years beyond our capabilities, you know, what's to say that they aren't trying to, you know, like I said, harness that, try to develop some kind of new stuff, but they don't want other countries to know that. If they've got something and nobody else knows the countries that discovered this crap yet, well, of course we're going to take it and hide it, because it would just be more crap that everyone else would be trying to steal from us. So there's that. But I got a million of them, and I'm serious. Toilet paper and crap like that, unfortunately, is going to be what happens first. And you can talk about religion, how government, whoever would handle it, but the first thing is going to be chaos, because you got a lot of dumb people out there. And that's probably one of the other reasons why they'd hesitate to say anything to us, because you get a lot of dumb people. What happened when a virus comes out? All of a sudden you can't wipe your ass, you know? So you got to expect it.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, we've spoken on the show many times before. The general public needs to be protected from itself. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a shame that sometimes there are people out there that just don't have any business knowing, for lack of a better way of saying it. And it's not being disparaging at all, but it's definitely true, because, again, you know, when I see people pumping gasoline into a 250-gallon pressure washing tank, Christ knows what they do.
But that pressure washing tank is only gauged for water and certain chemicals, not gasoline.
That is absolutely true. And the polymer that plastic is made out of will not hold up to the chemicals, or whatever you want to call it, inside gasoline. But you can't tell the ass bag and the 84 Datsun that I saw doing it.
Hey, guys, real quick, I want to give it one more shot on that hot mic, because if it don't, if that some of the IQ stuff with the hot mic don't stop, I'm out of here.
Yeah, who is that?
It's your headset.
It's mine?
Yes.
Well, it stopped now, didn't it?
There it is.
All right. There it goes.
Well, I haven't done anything, so it couldn't be mine.
All right, whatever. All right, here we go. I'm gonna add something. I'm gonna throw a monkey wrench in all of this real quick. How's that?
I thought we already threw a monkey wrench in it.
No. We're talking about alien life and UFOs. Okay. So
go ahead, Dave.
If it all comes out to be true, UFOs, aliens, all that. Area 52 is over. It'll be an amusement park at that point.
Oh, yeah.
All these people that were,
51.
You know, were for secrecy, you know what I'm saying? All of that secrecy is out the window. Then, I mean, it's like finding Bigfoot. You find Bigfoot, it's over. The show's over. We can't, you know, what's the new show going to be? Bigfoot in the circus? I mean, come on. I mean, whatever. The whole thing is the mystique of the whole thing. And whether it's true or not, you know, a lot of people believe in that stuff. And, you know, that's fine. You can believe in it. I'm like, I tell people, you have to show me. I'm from Missouri, the show me state. You got to show me. You know? So, I mean, it is what it is, you know.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Oh, sure, why not? I'll take a picture of the captain for you. Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. My name's not Brett Favre. My bad. So anyway, but I'm just saying, whether it gets disproved or proven is here nor there at this point. You know what I'm saying? So there is, so there isn't. I mean, is it gonna be all end all for life? No. You know, if it's true, there's nothing you can do about it. If it's not true, there's nothing you can do about it. So I mean, hello. You know,
do what
you got to do. Do what you got to do. You know, I'll give you a good example. Okay. If you ever been on ScaryCast and listen to some of these people talk with Dr. John.
Yeah, it's scary.
Let me tell you something. I keep my mouth. Listen, I mute myself and I'm like, okay. Sometimes I have a good. It is, but sometimes I've actually stumped some of the people that have been on there with a good question. They're like, "Yeah, you didn't think about that, did you?" But every now and again, I get a good one in. But still, I mean, I'm not trying to knock what anybody believes or doesn't believe. You know, that's not my job. You know, and that's not what I'm listening in on those shows for anyway. You know, but sometimes it's like, really? You know, you're like, okay. Yeah, show me. You know, I got a whole bunch of woods out here. Only thing I see is deer, armadillo, possums, raccoons. Had a bobcat at one point. I mean, come on. I'm waiting. What was the movie that had John Ritter and Jim Belushi? When all they wanted, the aliens wanted, was a glass of water. And he had that pen to call him. Does anybody remember that? It was aliens.
No,
I do not.
Sounds like the opposite of signs.
It was a movie where that Jim Belushi was an agent, and he was there to protect
the
world.
He was on a mission from God.
Yes.
Hey, Dave, why are we doing this show? You know that MeTV commercial? Why are we doing this? We're missing Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, well, we're missing a lot of things right now. Anyway, I digress. Let somebody else go.
I had a thought on that kind of variation, a little bit of what you said on let's run with if it's all real. I mean, you decide how valid the Drake equation is, stuff like that. Okay, so let's say they're letting the cat out of the bag. Do all the men in black get cut from employment?
Yeah, they lost their job, dude. Their job's over.
Seriously, if you look, you know, you all know some of the conspiracy stories on these cats showing up and all these trails of bodies, you name it. Just a thought.
to that point,
well,
though, Todd,
I would say yes.
What kind of jobs would open up? Okay.
I say no, Todd.
Jim is going with no, and Diamond Dave is going with, he thinks there's going to be more job openings. All right, Tim, why no?
Because I'm going to tell you now that, and again, this is a lot of ifs. I'm not saying I'm on one side or the other, but we're doing ifs. So if this comes out to be real, you know, we're thinking of all the different scenarios. If for some reason, you know, why is this, don't you think it's a little funny that this supposedly has been going on for, you know, what, 60-plus years now, but they're just now, you know, saying they're releasing, you know, the possibility that, you know, there's UFOs, right? So in my mind, if they go to do that, if they go to do that, there's a reason for it, and it's because there's something they realize they can't cover up, so they're going to come out and release something, but it's going to be limited information, and they still got some crap that they're keeping under wraps for whatever reason. You know, so I think that, yes, there still would be, and I think that their job might become that much more difficult because now they're opening up vulnerabilities because here we know something, so people are going to say, well, tell us more. There's got to be a little bit more. What aren't you telling us? And, you know, so now there's going to have to be a thicker barrier because the stuff that, you know, no one really knew about, people probably know exists, but it's just, you know, hidden. So everyone's going to try to go for it. And I think your Men in Black reference, I think that job would be even tougher at that point.
All right.
Yeah, Tim.
Okay. I appreciate that. You're saying they're going to stay employed. Diamond Dave, you said there's going to be more job openings. What up with that?
Well, on a humorous side about it, you can sit there and say, okay, well, the aliens come down and they have pets. But they're not dogs and cats and parakeets. They're glorks and that kind of stuff, whatever the hell a glork is, right? Like, now we need to have veterinarians for glorks and ding-dongs and whatever the hell kind of pets they might have. But that's on a humorous side. Now, on a particular – now, you got to stop and think about how – and this is what I'm saying about having a realistic, serious look at it. Because let's say – the things that they're actually acknowledging at this point are all flying, airborne objects of some type or another, which I always find pretty nifty because you never find one out on the ocean. You never find them on land. You never find them in caves or in Walmarts. Well, maybe in Walmarts. But you always find them in the air, right?
Man, so, they could find as Walmart customers right in front of everyone.
Walmart customers are always there.
Yeah, like the Roddy Piper says, you just got to wear the sunglasses, you know. But
exactly.
Think about air travel, okay? What would happen to the airline industry if they acknowledged the fact that these things might be flying around out there? What would happen, you know? When it comes down to security and safety and all this kind of monkey business, you know, what would go down? And as per the government, you know, saying the release of information, the bad news is just like COVID, when COVID came out, it originated from Wuhan, China. And Trump said, okay, nobody go to China. Nobody comes here from China. He pretty much pinched off the damn hose and said, we're not going to have it. And he immediately was deemed a xenophobe, a racist, and a bigot, and the whole damn nine yards. So we can't even have an illness without it being politicized. So in the event that we do have some type of life form out there, be it whatever the hell it is, for all I know, it's a goddamn flying artichoke, and it's nothing we got to worry about. You know? But nevertheless, they aren't going to be able to give the story straight to anybody. So even the sane folks down here, i.e. the folks that don't put gasoline in Walmart bags, are going to have a hard time navigating because we can't get a straight story. Because if the government tells us these aliens hate the color red, let's just say that.
Dave,
I hate the color red.
Dave, I saw that.
When
I saw that on the Muppet Show, a giant artichoke.
Well, really? The flying artichoke. Real, man.
Well, actually, you know why they might be saying it's true? Because they, A, one of two things. They either found a way to tax them, or they found a way to send aid to them.
Todd,
very good.
Todd, I got a solution. Okay, I got a solution, Todd. Take the drugs and the alcohol out of Washington, D.C., and they'll start seeing the flying saucers.
Yeah, that's
there we go.
Possible. Maybe that's why the pilots are always seeing them. Because we know they can't see
them. I love it.
Well, you know, they're high. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. So you've got to consider this kind of stuff, man. And then, you know, another thing to consider, let's just, and again, playing devil's advocate here. Let's say these beings, whatever they may be, okay, come down and they actually hit it off with Americans, okay? They actually come down here and everybody plays by the rules, and these aliens are like, hot damn, these Americans are good people, right? Well, then there's a bunch of aliens walking down.
Yeah,
the
we won't eat them.
Right. Yeah, that'll never happen.
Yeah, yeah. Give them a couple weeks in Texas, they'll be barbecued.
Yeah, easy. Not vinegar based though. But
tastes like
vinegar. Okay, so the aliens tell our government, okay, look, as long as you guys don't X, we won't Y. And the American government goes right on, no problem, right? But the Iranians are on the other side going, no good, you Martian mother bitch. You no come here, I love you. And they again, it's one of those things out there that's just as possible as anything else, be it as far-fetched. So, you know, to me, I would just as soon, again, be in the damn black on this whole thing. I would just as soon them come down and say, hey, all you UFO rat, all you UFO conspiracy people, y'all are taking tin hats, wipe your ass with them because they don't exist. Because even the relative thought that these things are flying around with all the other crap we got going on right now, the last thing we need.
Why not just throw some more in the basket? I mean, come on. We already got enough in the daggum thing.
What is that one meme that they keep using, the one meme for the, you know, everything's returning to normal and it's bring out the killer damn hornets and bring out this and bring out that. So I'm waiting to see the first meme on bring out the aliens.
You know, here's another thing. Right. Well, think about this.
Yeah, they do.
Think about they do come down and they need this planet. We're toast because we got nothing for them. But if they're flying around the universe, we ain't Buck Rogers in the 21st century. I can tell you that right now. Okay.
Yeah, when you're talking, some of the stats said that things is their aircraft are pulling over 300 G's.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And they have, depending upon the reports you look at, stuff like that in the different stories, the rate of movement in water, that's a lot of friction. That's a lot of friction.
Oh, my Lord.
They've had rocket-fired torpedoes, and those are only so fast. I think they were talking 58 knots for those. This stuff is just destroying that. Not only that, it moves through the water, through the air, and then it exits the atmosphere. That's insane. Yeah, they're in a it's pretty minimal what we'd be able to do, unless Toho Studios can get us a real Godzilla, because that's the only thing that saved us before in the movie.
True. But here again, you think about what Dave said. There's just so much. Even if we're doing the if thing, even if it's true, what is the purpose of them coming here? Literally, are we food? Do they need the planet? Or are they just going to blow it up? I mean, think about it.
Hopefully, you get people who pump gas at Walmart.
Let me play with this. One of the things they said was they could be doing the threat analysis. That's why they seem to be encountering the military a lot. And it's funny, Dave mentioned Iran. One of the best UFO documented UFO incidences actually happened in Iran back pre-Ayatollah, when we were allies with the Shah. What if, again, they're doing a threat analysis, but this keeps coming back to my little brain housing group, and it always has since I first saw it. There was Twilight Zone. I believe it was Roddy McDowell. He got to another planet, and he woke up, and he was like in a regular house and all this kind of stuff.
On display?
And basically they were observing him like we would an insect in a cage where we tried to build a habitat for it. So maybe our worst fear is they would be just like us.
Good point. I just picture everything being like Independence Day, where they say, okay, guys, lay low. We don't know what's going on with these things. And then, 10,000-12,000 assholes get up on top of a building going, we love you, and then the spaceship just blows the hell out of the building.
Right? Exactly.
That's what I picture. You know what I mean? And it's but you never can tell. They might come down here.
No.
And it may be E.T. walking around with his and it's the truth and the peace. If all I got to do is feed him Reese's Pieces to keep the world.
I
keep thinking that maybe he was constipated the whole time the way he sounded.
Well, you know he had.
I think it's going to be like the movie Earth Girls Are Easy.
Well, we could send Randy Quaid up in a small ship.
There you go. I'm back. So, Randy Holster, out there in Arkansas, and not taking anything away from the fantastic state of Arkansas, but if something goes down with a UFO, it'll probably happen either in West Virginia, New Jersey, or in Arkansas. So, what are your thoughts?
Well, I've just been sitting here listening to you guys, ponder all of this, and I mean, I don't know if there's UFOs out there or not. I mean, personally, I've never seen one. I'm sure that there is. I don't know. I don't know what I would think if we had aliens land here in Arkansas, like we're taking over your state and we're taking over your planet, and I don't know what to think about all of this. I mean, I don't watch. I watch some science fiction movies. I don't know. I would think that if they did come here to Arkansas, I would hope that they would be friendly.
They see them all the time in Las Vegas when they're stoned or drunk.
Well, I gotta share this funny story with you guys about this, because talking about aliens and things. A couple years ago, when my husband and I, we went over to casino for an autograph signing, and Ron Simmons and Tony Atlas was there. And Tony Atlas came in, and the first thing that he started talking about was, you know, I've been seeing these little green people walking around the casino, and you know what they're called? They're called Martians, and they're going to take you on their ship, and they're not going to bring you back to Earth until the cowship's over the moon. That was the first thing that he said out of his mouth when he walked into that room. And I thought that was so funny. I thought that was so funny. But, you know,
Ron Simmons just went, damn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, pretty much so, you know. But it was just like, that was the first thing out of his mouth. He started talking about, oh, man, I've been seeing these little green people. They're called Martians. And that was, I mean, he sounded clear blue, not like, hi, how's everybody doing? I mean, that was the first thing out of his mouth. He started talking about Martians. I'm like, oh, God.
You know, well, they got to come back and pick up Dr. John first.
Well, then I'm beginning to think that he's the leader of the whole damn crew, and he's the one bringing them here.
Oh, good Lord. Great. Thanks a lot.
God help us all.
Guys, come on
down.
My goodness. The water's nice and warm. Yeah, it would... wouldn't be a shock. Now, coming
well,
from...
Well, he'll have a present for him, Dave. He'll have his homemade pickles in a jar.
He'll be the alien liaison.
Just real quick for grins and giggles, Granny, mute. There it is. Thank you.
But... So, and Tim, I'm going to throw this one at you, okay, getting away from the government and all that kind of good stuff. Let's say they release the, files or whatever it is, and there is some substantiated, because I don't know if you've ever looked up on the Egyptian stuff, but there's actually what they've interpreted as alien contact in some of the hieroglyphics and all that kind of jazz, where they actually show, like, spacecraft in their hieroglyphics and everything. So, and what was the whole Ezekiel saw the wheel? There's even mentions in the Bible of things going down that aren't quite right. So with all that being said, if they come down and they substantiate that there are aliens that are visiting us, one extreme or the other, the religious aspect of this thing is just going to be absolutely crazy, because I'm still trying to get some Southern Baptists to explain dinosaurs to me, but they won't do it. Could you imagine the Vatican? Because I've always said that the Vatican, we talk about the government keeping secrets. I think that if you broke into the basement at the Vatican, you could find a lot of nifty stuff that you're not supposed to know, that you're probably better off not knowing.
Put the closet.
Yeah. Now, let me give
good.
A sign that I know you have. Tim, you do know the Vatican did say within the last decade or so that don't be surprised if there is life out there.
Really?
No.
Todd, like on Gilligan's Island, when the camera landed on the island and they got all those feathers stuck on them, and the guy said, look, what life? Chicken people. They're not human
in
that Wow. Primitive
oh, crap. Y'all are nuts.
That's funny.
Yeah. Hey, Velvet, you know we're less than zero.
Yeah.
You really want to punish the aliens? Have them land in Hooterville. That's the ultimate
no.
punishment.
You want to have? You really want to have them punished?
Sorry, I can't help it.
Lord.
Land them in Florida. They'll get the
no.
Hell
let
out
them
of
land
here.
In New Jersey. New Jersey.
They'll be on the ground in 3 seconds, and they'll be up the hell out of here. We'll never hear from them again.
They see Snooki and the New Jersey crew. They're gonna be like,
Yeah,
exactly. I was thinking, put them on any of the reality TV shows. You know, hey, look, we want you to show up on the Kardashians. No, I'm out of here.
But could you take Caitlin with you?
Keeping up with the Klingons.
Oh, I like it. Keeping up with the Klingons. That's logical, Captain.
All of them come down here to this planet just to date busted basketball players.
Oh!
Steve has had some valid input and some great lines tonight. I can open Steve times back in.
Yeah.
If it's a work night, he might be out of here already.
No, I'm sorry I couldn't make it.
Too funny, brother. Yeah.
I mean that's like Velvet's twin brother, Dynamite Dave Deuce, you know, you never know which one you get.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Brought to you by the Distilled Vinegar Corporation.
Can you pour that in a plastic bag for me? I'm asking for my friend. His name is John.
Right. I'm surprised you didn't say Surge.
Yeah, well, yeah. Surge. Axel Foley. It's Axel Foley, not Aquel. Axel, Aquel, same difference.
We are absolutely off the rails.
Yes, we are. Listen, this podcast is brought to you by Alice in Wonderland. This podcast is brought to you by Alice in Wonderland. Fall in any one of these rabbit holes and see what happens.
Bill makes you larger and one bill makes smaller.
This broadcast is happening to your health.
You want to
your mental health.
Don't do
all right, now we've got... All right.
Go ahead,
Velvet.
I swear.
That's too funny.
And just for people that are wondering, no, the people on this podcast are not from a modern version of the CIA's experiment from the 50s with lethargic acid. not
so
as far as we know.
There's real
the
kind of videos out there.
I was just thinking the podcast that stares at goats.
knowing that somebody's going to blow this thing, because I can recall when COVID came out, and everybody said if you're in the 70-year-old or above range, it's best you stay inside. Because this is especially dangerous for folks in the geriatric
ministry.
And I'm here to tell you, the next day I saw old folks skydiving, surfing, I mean, they were shooting up neighborhoods, yelling at the police. I mean, I have never seen silver-haired people. It was like Cocoon, if you want to get an alien.
Smoking crack.
Yeah. I have never seen silver-haired people so damn active in my life. And, but
they
were
partying
told,
like it was 1999.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, but they were Rest told peace,
Prince.
Stay inside. And it did the exact polar opposite.
Listen,
so, you know,
listen, my grandmother pulled a couple $100,000 over that stripper pole at the old folks' home. I'm telling you that right now.
I'll tell you what, look, I tried to get my mom to do that. The problem was she was over there and she tripped over hers.
Even when I was just assuming if I go to bed.
Boy.
Sound like Randy Savage. Come here. Got a Slim Jim?
I've got you for 3 minutes. Dig it.
There's no one damn so well that if the government said we've talked to these things and they particularly hate licorice, right? The first thing that would happen within the first hour of that news coming out, some dealing would go to the Dollar General, buy every damn bag of licorice they got, and walk up to one of these.
Yes, they would. Yes, they would.
These are jelly beans.
Man,
they
would.
There's going to be somebody out there to sort of dork the whole thing up.
Yeah, I can see them doing the Reese's Braille with licorice.
Be like,
give them black jelly beans just to piss them off is all it's going to do, you know.
No, they're going to play that game. They're going to play the jelly bean game called Bean Boozled, and one of them's going to get rotten socks, you know, or the dog food one. The alien's going to puke.
Oh, God, how long would it take after the announcement of the aliens and the first picture of them that Rock'em Sock'em robots would come out reshaped?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Hungry Hungry Hippos, too.
Well, see? Now, this would be the people that watch Twilight Zone to serve man. It would be the marbles would be the people.
Yep.
What if the aliens are extremely short? Would this be a whole new era of midget porn?
Well, thanks a lot.
Alien
midget porn.
Twilight Zone episode with Agnes Moorehead, those little aliens landing.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, do you guys remember the movie Earth Girls Are Easy? Let it be one of those aliens that comes to the bottom of the long glass.
I tell you what.
I just knew how things work for me because, like, this COVID thing. You know, I know a lot of folks have been, you know, had different type of the COVID thing has had different kind of effects to them. You know, people have lost friends, loved ones, and other people have just, you know, had, you know, overworked or underworked. And, you know, so everybody's had some type of contact with it. And you guys know from me being on the show, I've always been that guy that kind of pulls the Ian Malcolm out of all of us, saying that, you know, it's just nature's way. Nature has a way of cleansing itself. I mean, the Spanish flu is still out there. It's just after so many years, we as human beings kind of just developed an immunity towards it. So it could still
damn
be
shame.
Caught, but it's not. Yeah, but it's not as deadly as it used to be. You're right. So you know, I look at all the stuff that, you know, we've gone through between the, you know, the staying at home, the schools being empty, the whole employment thing, one-way aisle, six-foot distancing, masks, so you can wear it at a restaurant, but you better not go outside. If you're going to protest about abortion rights, you can't, you know, you can't do that. But if you're going to protest about BLM, you can go ahead, but you don't have to wear a mask. You won't catch it then. All that kind of monkey business going on, and all it's done is stress the piss out of me. So, that these aliens would come.
This episode brought to you by Depends.
Yeah, it just depends.
It just depends. It would be my luck that these aliens would come down, and they would be, you know, they would have something that everything would be fine except for one particular thing, and it would be the one thing, like they hate cigar smoke, or they don't want whiskey. Whiskey will kill an alien. The things that I love the most.
And PBR.
They'll be so tall where they have an inseam, like a 5'7" inseam. So as I'm walking around the street, I'm faced right into the crotch of every alien that's walking around with me. I just picture it being
oh my god. There we go. What if the average human became their big horn?
Good lord.
Dr. Smith.
Morning, Danger Will Robinson.
Go, Steve.
What
if the UFOs are biblically accurate angels, and they're just wheels with eyes, and they're just flying across? Chew on that.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
See, well, that's possible. That's an ancient alien theorem.
Well,
I mean, that brings up a very good point, Steve. I mean, let's say they're not extraterrestrial. Let's say they're more, what's the word? Spiritual, possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's something that I've never understood about ghosts. Not to go off track with that, though, and you bring up a good point, Steve. Is that you ever notice that every ghost everybody sees, they're always dressed like Victorian era or like Civil War era? You don't never see like a ghost of some guy in a pair of baggies, flip flops, and like a Four Loko in his hand.
I've got no issues with that. Really? Do we need ghosts wearing saggies?
Yeah, I mean.
No.
Why do ghosts always wear the same damn outfit? Don't they do? I mean,
exactly. Good question.
If you died in 800, what would you know about Victorian era dress? Because your ass wasn't around for it.
Exactly. Thank you.
In that world? I mean, they got some ghost mall, you know, ghost portal.
maybe they have option. Of attire when you get there, and we find out, look, it's not like that attire was all that bad. I'm just saying it's a lot classier than some of the crap we see being worn today.
Me.
Of course, if I ever
I have a
ghost,
new.
I'm...
Go ahead.
Big time.
Right? I have a sequel to Earth Girls Are Easy, Alien Girls Are Freaky.
Well, if that's the case, yes, they are here already.
I'm just going to say, the Marines and the Space Force are good to go if that's the case.
Yikes. I swear. Yikes.
Hey, don't tell me I was the only one who was a little turned on when Captain Kirk made out with that green chick. Huh?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
That was my question.
Right.
Well, if you remember, she was in all those things. That girl,
God, here's my Star Trek geek kicking in. Imagine that.
Oh, here we go.
No, just that, really, Steve? The way they cast and they did stuff on that, let me throw this out there. Do y'all realize that Kirk and Uhura kissing on screen was the first interracial kiss on screen?
As far as Mark White, I thought it was Uhura.
That was big yard break.
Michelle Nichols.
And I will tell you right now, and I'm going to use a variation of a bit I heard from Big Bang Theory TV show. I remember Wolowitz making a comment about Uhura screen-worn panties. Seriously? Tell me you went by them.
Malcolm be the first one in line. What are you talking about?
I don't think
just
so.
Just saying. And look, that woman broke yard. She was an officer. She had an officer billet. Just all that stuff there was no. Look. Don't get too negative on Star Trek because Star Trek is valid in our everyday lives. That where they communicated with other people on the screens, we do video chats all the time. Star Trek is alive in our lives.
Well, it's alive in my house because if you're wearing a red shirt and you're navigating, you're getting left behind. I'm just telling you that. If you can't find the spot we're going to by using your phone or a map, you're the one to get left on the planet down below, you know, or you get killed. So if you're wearing a red shirt, you're in trouble.
Oh, my God. I wonder if that's what happened to Susan at that gas station.
She was a red shirt. That's funny.
I just can't believe these aliens come down. I picture myself being the one that's just so out of place and so pissed off about the whole thing. I'll be like Charlton Heston in Planet of the Apes, where I'm just walking around with a chip on my shoulder. With a, you know, you did it. Cut out his brain. I just didn't matter in hell about it. Because all it's done is screw everything up.
Don't go back.
Now, here. Don't talk here. You know how quick the general populace is to do something. Let's see the aliens have a particular body type. And it's very consistent.
Well, like a third group?
How do we have everybody trying to emulate it on one side? And then how will we have all the protesters? It's not fair. We're not that body type.
Body shaming. Alien lives matter.
Oh, boy.
It'll be on TikTok.
Boy, that wouldn't take long.
Yeah. Wouldn't take long at all. But, you know, the old joke about E.T. did have three balls. And that's why they call them E.T., the extra testicle.
The extra testicle. Yikes.
That's a good PG-13 joke.
Yeah, it was.
What if they're lizards?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like from V. Remember V? I think we brought it up before.
The Slee Stack. The Slee Stack from Land of the Lost.
That was Land of the Lost. Hell yeah.
No, there was a series and I think a movie called V. It's good for visitors.
Yeah.
It was called V.
Before Mark Singer and A. Grant.
Yep.
Oh, there were a couple variations of V. Yep.
Remember that guy that later on became the voice of Splinter Cell? He was in there too. I don't know what his name is, though.
Right. That's crazy. Well, you know, it just, we don't know, and that's the whole thing, and we can sit here and ponder all this stuff, if, what ifs, what if not, this and that, but we won't know until, you know, something actually happens, and whether it does or not in our lifetime, we'll never know that either.
Coming out in June.
I still say if they see me first, they're going back.
Malcolm will be the savior of the earth. Malcolm will be the savior of the earth. We'll have
Malcolm
flags of Malcolm
hero.
Everywhere.
Yep. Malcolm will be our
Malcolm
hero.
I hate to tell you, we are at a quarter after. We're down to 15 minutes.
Yeah, we probably want to go ahead and start passing it around. But on a closing if these aliens, like, go in to watch Star Wars, and you can hear the aliens going, "Hey, I know that dude." You know? I told you this shit was cool.
Hold on. Here's something that clicked to me recently on the Star Wars. Do you know Guido was in the Mafia? How many Italian dudes do we know named Guido?
Like 50,000?
Yeah, he was played by Elmer Fudd.
I'm just saying. That was profiling.
Hey, Dave, you can pass it around, but I'm not smoking it.
Oh.
Well played.
Wow.
That was hot.
That was well played, Malcolm.
See what
good
I
job.
Did there with the bad hot.
The guys the Godfather
yes.
said this was a fun. I mean,
you guys are rubbing
oh my
off
God,
me.
That was funny. Malcolm, that might have been one of your best lines in a while, dude.
Exactly. Exactly. That was good.
Yeah, that was great.
Damn.
So going on time, too, I reckon we need to pass
it
around.
I just thought I would mention within the first 2 minutes, we had an FCC violation, and we have lost our stinking minds absolutely.
Yeah, we have.
Since then, and if anybody's been able to follow along, would you tell me how? Because this is
yeah, please
hot
call hot. Me at 1-900 aliens suck.
Yeah.
Just to go back to an earlier comment, 1-900 spank, you can reach me there. So search the time.
Well, you know, you can reach me at 1-900 midget porn.
And as far as 1-900 spank, I've been a bad boy.
listen, Velvet is a platinum member at this point. Like me some cod, hey. Oh, excuse me. I have to call him by his 1-800 spank name. It's T-Rex.
Oh my God.
More
oh
like T-Rex.
Yeah.
Of course, if you sat there for the
he's
last
wearing his depends. He's wearing his depends, huh? T-Rex.
Pretty. Hey, quit hating.
Oh
my God.
I'm sorry. What are you doing because the team wipes his ass?
Damn, Tim, that was good. Tim, that was well played.
Good Lord, have mercy. All right.
We have lost our freaking mind. All right, just
yes, we have. I'm
trying to sit here and do the close-ups. We've lost our stinking mind. If anybody has managed to stay with the show.
Let's start with Steve, because I know Steve's got some stuff to definitely fill us in. So, Steve, you're on ahead, buddy.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
You want to go ahead and plug your show, Steve.
Oh, I don't have any show. I was just listening in. I may call into Retro tomorrow. Show. But you can reach me at Slur. You can reach me at 1-900 Slur Steven on Twitter.
Oh my God.
What are the parting shots tonight?
Well, I really enjoyed this show. I guess you guys could tell. We're doing the retro tomorrow for Papa Stroh's doing retro. We're going to be talking about Ron Simmons.
Damn.
Ron, if you heard any of this, we're very sorry.
Oh, darn.
But, guys, I really enjoyed being with you guys tonight. It was a real – I'll tell you what, I'm going to sleep good tonight because you guys made me laugh my guts out tonight.
Be not afraid.
Right.
Good to be on tonight, Malcolm. Good to hear your voice, buddy. Thank you for joining us. Steve.
Thank you, Dave.
The Granny Hawkshirt. How about you, young lady?
Well, I really don't have anything to plug. I just hope that everybody stays safe and have a great week and just be good to each other.
That's
Amen.
My girl.
Most definitely.
That's
well,
my
man.
Girl.
And you get
After hanging
crazy.
Around with you crazy guys tonight, you know, I think I'm the most mellow one of the bunch, I think, tonight.
Amen.
I haven't totally lost my mind.
Not yet, anyway.
Little,
keep calling in.
Well, if I hang around you guys much longer, that might change.
Exactly.
Just for the record, don't give yourself that much credit because you are still on the show. You clearly lost your doggone mind.
I know.
Leaving in a bit.
I know. You know.
If you would have
seriously. I hanging around with you guys really makes it fun. You know, you give everybody a good laugh. So, you know, that's what makes it fun.
Ditto.
And I know
Steve,
yes, Steve.
Absolutely.
How was the Carolina Hall of Fame? Because I didn't get to hear the Sunday show yet.
Oh, it was good. We're going to have a DVD coming out. It was pretty awesome. Malcolm had a blast. I tell you that now.
Yeah.
And
doing the poses.
It was great, man. It really went over very well. So, yeah, no complaints there. So, yeah.
Steve, I think there's another one in November if you want to go. I heard rumors.
Well, I don't – be quiet. Don't let the cat out of the bag yet, dude.
Well, I was just giving my heads up.
No, because it's not been announced yet. It hasn't been announced yet. You're letting the cat out of the bag.
Things like that. Hello.
Anyway.
That'll be unclassified.
Superior jumped the gun.
Yeah. Anyway,
Velvet,
who's next?
Velvet, since we had you on, let's go with you. I know we touched on it real quick early in the green room, stuff like that. I understand that, you just got into the Carolina Hall of Fame thing, but I hear that you're going into another Hall of Fame.
I am. I'm going into the UPWA Wrestling Hall of Fame in Wilmington, North Carolina on July 10th. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I will. As details get more open and broad and what's going to happen and how many people are going in and all that, I will definitely post all that. I also have a surprise for everybody, the cast of Pop Culture Stars. We have so much fun on the show. I've decided to invite the entire cast of Pop Culture Stars to be on Pro Wrestling Interviews this Sunday, if y'all can make it.
Right.
Oh, dude.
Dave, when you're getting this award July 10th, will there be an alien with you?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Short guy. Listen, short guy with glasses? Probably.
Hey, Velvet,
the short guy with glasses is out of the world.
Hey, Velvet, did they tell you
did they tell you
that the whole class was going to be in gear, or was that a rib?
Oh, me? Nah, you're funny.
I did like it.
I know it was. But anyway, I hope y'all can join us Sunday night, 9 p.m. You know the number. It's really easy. You have it on speed dial, I'm sure. I want you guys to show up. It'd be awesome. Since we were on your show last week, it's only fair that you come on my show Sunday.
Yeah. All right. Wait a minute. Just to be clear, the number, is that 1-900-SPANK?
No, that's yours. Man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look,
come on, T-Rex.
What that was.
Yeah, it was. It's shameless.
No.
And not to be confused with Seamus.
Dinosaur Junior, more like Dinosaur Senior.
Right?
Oh, God.
All right, who's next? Tim? Tim, is it you? Please save
us,
Tim.
Sure. You know, I don't have much to plug either. I've been sitting here on the computer trying to finish up some work while I riff with you guys. I had a great time tonight. It was a good show. And, I do have a plug, actually. I want to say, Malcolm, it's awesome to hear you, man. I've not heard your voice for quite a while. Or weren't you on? You might have been on, like, last week, week before. I don't know. Sorry. But it's been a while, and I'm glad to hear your voice. And I hope you've been doing well. And that's all from me. On to the next person.
Well, Tim,
I was glad to hear
nice
you too, Malcolm.
You too.
I talked to you in a while, Malcolm. It was good to talk to you too.
Malcolm,
thanks, good talking to you too.
Malcolm, hit us with a couple limitations. You got 30 seconds to go.
30 seconds. Well, you know something? If Hulk Hogan greeted these aliens, he'd have to drop the leg on top of them for the 1-2-3, and then he'd have to bring the Macho Man in and slap him with the Slim Jim and make the referee disqualify him for being not human. Yeah. How's that?
I like it.
That's good.
Now you're gonna get Adam mad for doing that. Adam's going to run in there and go, what are you doing, Malcolm? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, I'm going to jump in here at this point.
Study acting the script, yeah.
No.
They just gave me a refill on my medications today. Can you tell?
Yeah. Not.
I'm not sure if the medication is working or not working. Just saying.
No, they changed his medication with Skittles.
Yeah.
The movie Split was based on Malcolm.
I got to say this. I know this is not Steve's normal format. Dude, thanks for jumping in. And, dude, you've been hot. You cut a few lines tonight. You are always welcome here.
Most definitely.
Yeah, Steve. As the Miz would say, Steve, you're awesome.
Malcolm, welcome back.
Rest in peace, Miz. Rest in peace, Miz.
This show has been a hot mess, and that is the way we prefer to present it. Look, my usual, take care of yourselves, take care of one another, stay smart out there, not just safe, but stay smart. I'm going to turn this back over to Diamond Dave.
Hang on. This show was brought in part to you by Reefer Madness. If you haven't laughed tonight, then you're not smoking Reefer.
Hazardous to your health.
We are not getting anywhere closer to our tracks. Oh, my God.
Oh, well. Hey, whatever. All right, Dave.
Everybody's
take it home.
Everybody's going to have their vices. Yeah. So, yeah, it was wonderful sounding. Oh, up here is British lady. We're going into overtime for a sec.
All right, cool.
Great having everybody this evening. Great show and everything. And just to repeat what Todd just said, folks, use your head and try to do good for folks. It doesn't cost anything. And if everybody does one little good thing a day, things get a whole hell of a lot better. Quit getting worked up about the small stuff. Use that energy to work up about good stuff. And hopefully everybody will have a safe, wonderful week. And next week, of course, that'll be our pre-Memorial Day show, which I'll have to break down my Memorial Day etiquette rant as I do every year. But looking forward to having everybody next week when we'll be covering probably, you know, some type of we won't cover aliens. We'll cover, you know, I'll get a hold of Dr. John and see what he knows about, like, sex fetishes of the Yeti or something like that. And we'll
Oh, my God. I'd rather beat my head against the wall and talk about the NBA.
That would be the week after.
Okay.
Now beam us up, Scotty.
Absolutely. There's no intelligent life down here.
Absolutely not.
Show than we were doing at the beginning. And if anybody survived coming all the way through, cut blocker because, oh, Lord
yeah,
almighty,
really.
This has been a hot mess, to say the least.
Absolutely. It was a good hot mess. So,
it was.
With all that being said, I'm in front of the control board about to cue in that old salty British biatch. So, everybody, have a wonderful, safe week. Man, we'll have to use that one again, the salty British biatch, SBB for short.
Now,
but,
there you go.
Now beam us up,
everybody.
Scotty.
Have a wonderful week, and thank you, everybody, for joining us, pop culture stars. You have nobody but yourselves to blame. Have a good week.
Exactly.
You're not.
Not everyone.
British.